弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
的确，住在主里面是我们基督徒生活的秘诀。
Indeed, the secret is to abiding in the Lord.
它不仅叫我们能够脱离这个世界。
It is not only that is to be delivered from this world.
叫我们能够胜过撒旦。
And we can overcome over Satan.
叫我们能够得着能力。
And we will gain strength.
他与神永远的旨意也发生关系。
And it's related to God's eternal purpose.
住在主里，能够叫我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
Abiding in the Lord, we will be conformed into the image of His Son.
这是神按照他荣耀的恩召召我们的目的。
And this is the purpose that He called us by His glorious purpose.
这是要把我们都磨成他儿子的样子。
That is, He wants to conform us into the image of His Son.
能够像我们的主耶稣。
And we will be our Lord.
这样也能够一同。
So we can enter to His glory together.
早晨愿意跟你们一同先来读几处的经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
所以我们打开圣经到约翰新约约翰一书新约圣经约翰一书。
New Testament, Book of First John.
约翰一书第四章。
First John, Chapter 4.
我们就读第八节。
Verse 8.
约翰一书第四章第八节，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
First John chapter 8 verse 8, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
这边告诉我们神就是爱。
Here tells us God is love.
请再翻到马太福音。
Book of Matthew.
马太福音第二十二章。
Chapter 22.
马太福音二章，我们从三十七节读到第四十节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 37 to 40.
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
Jesus said to him.You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yours. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
请我们再翻回到约翰一书。
And then we go back to 1 John.
约翰一书第四章。
Chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章，我们从第十九节读到第二十一节。
Verse 9-21。
我们因为神先爱我们，人若我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎的；不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
We love him because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother who he has seen, how can he love God who he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brothers also.
请翻到约翰福音。
Book of John.
约翰福音第十四章。
Chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第二十一节
Verse 21，
这主耶稣所说的话，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
This is what the Lord says. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去。”与他同住。
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
十五章第十节，约翰福音十五章第十节。
John chapter 15 verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
最后一处我们再读看福音第五章。
And then the last one, it will be John chapter 5.
第五章我们读三十九、四十两节。
Verse 39 and 40. 39 and 40.
对，约翰福音第五章第三十九、四十两节。你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
好，让我们低头再有一些祷告。
And let's pray.
主，我们感谢你十字架的大爱。
Lord, we thank you for the great love on the cross.
主，实在是为了拯救我们这些世上的罪人，你自己为我们生命倾倒。
You pour your life to the sinners and to save us.
主，叫我们不仅得生命，得了丰盛的生命。
And then you not only let us to receive your life, but abundantly.
主，感谢你，这是你在我们身上的恩召。
And thank you for your gracious calling.
主啊，这恩召是何等有何等荣耀的盼望。
And this calling has a glorious hope.
就是有一天，我们这些蒙你所拯救的人，都要被你磨成你儿子的形象。
That is one day, all of the one who are saved will be molded into the image of your son.
主，早晨愿意借着这段时间，把你的话语再向我们打开。
May you open your words this morning.
叫我们心里能够听见圣灵向我们所说的话。
And may our hearts can listen to the Holy Spirit speaks.
因为我们愿意再将自己交在你的手中。
We're willing to place ourselves in your hands.
所愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 这些日子以来，主把一个负担放在我的心里。
In these days, Lord gave up to me.
让我们看见神在我们这些蒙恩的人身上所做的工作。
As to see the work that as to the one he saved.
乃是要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
And he want to conform us into the image of the Son.
叫我们都能够像我们主耶稣。
So we will be all like our Lord.
我们要叫主的性格能够建立在我们身上。
We will build up the characters of the Lord on us.
好叫借着我们的生活，我们的行事为人，能够把这位荣耀的主彰显出来。
So that we can manifest the glorious Lord through our life.Our words.
这是神在我们身上所要做成的旨意。
This is the purpose that Lord wants to accomplish.
而对于我们这些蒙恩的基督徒来说
，For the Christians we are saved.
我们并不是没有责任。
We have responsibilities.
我们的责任就必须要借着那属灵的操练。
Our responsibilities has the spiritual exercises.
让我们能够顺从恩膏在圣灵在我们身上的工作。
So that we can obey the work of the anointing.
我们能够配合圣灵在我们身上所要做的。
So we will cooperate.With what the Holy Spirit would like to work.
好叫主的性格一点一点的能够建立在我们身上。
So that the character of the Lord will be built up on us gradually.
叫我们这个人真是成为一个能够彰显主耶稣的器皿。
So that we can be the vessel can manifest our Lord.
这个时间是非常的短。
Our time is limited.
只有我们在地上这短短的一生的年日。能够让神成就他荣耀的心意。
Our life on the earth, we will let the Lord's will be done.
所以早晨我们愿意与弟兄们一同继续来思想这件事。
I would like to meditate this matter this morning.
就是神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
That is God wants to conform us into the image of His Son.
这件事情是非常重要的。
This is very important.
在提摩太前书第四章，神的话告诉我们。
In First Timothy chapter 4 tells us.
说操练身体益处还少。
It says, for bodily exercise profits a little.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
But godliness is profitable for all things.
应有今生和来世的应许。
For having promise for the present life and the life to come.
你们我不晓得你们有多少人啊，现在是很殷勤的操练身体。
I don't know how many of you diligently exercise your body.
到了我这个年纪，应该是要 操练身体。
To my age, I should do exercise.
就像我们刚刚秋刚弟兄所讲的哈，我们的身体一旦出问题啊，很多时候我们的灵啊也受了影响。
Like our brother Daniel says, if our body has problems, our spiritual life in fact too.
所以操练身体呢，它是有益处的。
So we exercise body, has profits.
但主说呢，这益处还少。
But the Lord says the profits are little.
一方面呢，还是我们看见操练身体只对我们今生，对我们这个身体呢，它有益处。
On the one hand, it tells us it's only benefit for our present life.
不是不重要。
It is important.
但是它如果相较于操练敬虔的话，它的益处是很少。
But compares to if we exercise the holiness, godliness, this profit is just a little.
因为神的话说，操练敬虔不仅有今生各方面的益处。
But the Lord's word tells us if we practice godliness, it's not only profitable for present life.
到将来那个来，就是将来那个要临到我们，要进入那个永远啊，它的益处是更加的长远，而且更加的大。
But it's more profitable than the life to come.
所以我们看见这个益处相对来说，操练身体的益处就变得很小。
So compares to eternity, this bodily exercise profits a little.
因为操练敬虔的益处实在是太大。
But godliness profits for much more.
那操练敬虔是什么意思？
What does it mean to practice to be godly?
操练敬虔就是要像神。
That is to be like God.
就是要像我们的主耶稣。
It is to be like our Lord.
为了这个缘故，神把主的生命赐给了我们。
For this reason, God gave our Lord's life to us.
叫我们借着属灵的操练。
Through our spiritual exercises.
就是在生活当中各样的学习。各样的操练
through all the exercise in our life,
叫主的生命能够在我们身上渐渐流露出来
so that we can manifest the life from our Lord.
意思就是说，当我们顺着生命的性情来生活的时候
it means when we live, follow the characters of the Lord.
这个生命的性情渐渐的就成为我们的性格
and then this Lord's characters will become our personalities.
主各样的性格就组织在我们身上
and then all the characters of the Lord will become formed in us.
就变成我们的一个人格，就是一个基督徒的 personality.
And then becomes Christians' personalities.
也就是我们这个 person, 我们这个人是怎么样
It is how our person is.
这是我们被磨成神儿子的形象的过程。
And that is the process to be conformed in the image of His Son.
而他的目的和结果就是叫我们能够像我们主耶稣。
The purpose is to be for us to be like His Son.
所以主说操练敬虔这件事情实在是太重要了。
So that Lord says to practice to be godly is very important.
操练敬虔在今生有什么益处呢
？And then what's the profits to our present days to be godliness.
或者我们从另外一个方面来讲，就是如果我们不操练敬虔的话，对我们今生会有影响。
On the other words, what influence if we don't practice to be godly?
如果我们不好好操练敬虔，我们这个人就不能被磨成像主耶稣。
If we do not practice to be godly, and then we are, there's no way for us to be conformed in the image of our Lord.
那我们说，那有什么关系呢
？And then say, and then who cares?
有些人像主耶稣一点，有些人比较不像主耶稣一点，这有什么差别
？Some likes more, likes the Lord, to be like the Lord, more, some less. And then what's the difference?
我们看见是非常有关系的。
Actually, it matters.
因为我们这个人如果有了问题。
If this person has issues,
我们的生活、我们的工作，就连我们在教会中的侍奉都会受到影响。
Our life, our works, even our serves at the church will be impacted.
在生活当中
，in our life,
举个例子，我们的家庭生活。
For example, at our family,
我们不要看说这是。世界上那个不信主的人，他们那个家庭婚姻关系有多少的问题？
Regardless how many families marriage have problems in the world，
我们看见就是在基督徒中间有许多婚姻有问题、家庭不美满的情形。
And then even among Christians, there are so many marriage are unhappy。
在今天我们所在的这个世代
，In this generation，
高离婚率已经不再是世人。而有的特权
The high divorce rate is not only belong to the worldly people.
就是在神的儿女们中间，在基督徒中间，离婚率也是相当高的。
Even among God's people, the divorce rate is high.
你发现为什么婚姻有问题，为什么家庭有许多各种问题呢？
And then why marriage and the family has so many issues?
就是人有了问题。
That is because the people, the person has issues.
我们在工作的人也是一样。
And so do we at work.
不管这个人他受了多少高等的教育。
No matter how well he educated.
不管他有多少工作的能力。
No matter how ability he has at work.
我们看见一旦这个人有了问题。
A person has issues.
发现他来的乃是亏损。
What he can bring is just loss.
我想到从前在上班的那家 Enron 公司。
I remember Enron that I was work.
我就看到好些这样的人。
I see such people.
公司里头的高级主管。
And then even the managers.
他们可以说他们得着了世界上最好的教育。
They receive the best education.
他们也可以说是在世人当中最聪明、最有工作能力的一般人。
They're the smartest. They are the most capable people.
因着人有了问题。
Because they have problem themselves.
他们不仅自己成为犯罪的人。
Not only they become criminals.
他们坐自己坐牢。
And they were in jail.
而且也害了整个公司破产。
And then they caused the whole company bankrupt.
成千上万的人。
And then they harmed thousands of people.
包括姐妹，她从前在 Enron 上班。
Include a sister who worked at Enron.
她积蓄一百多万的那个退休金一下子就泡汤。
All her savings, her 401 over $1 million, it just disappeared.
原因是什么？
And what's the reason?
乃是因为经营这家公司的人有了问题。
Because the CEOs, the managers, they have problems.
所以说我们基督徒在教会中的侍奉也是一样。
And so does our service at church.
有些弟兄姐妹实在是从神领受了非常丰富的恩典和恩赐。
And some brothers and sisters, they are very gifted.
他们也很有能力，也很有热心来侍奉神。
And they're able and they have zeals for the Lord.
但是我们年长弟兄告诉我。能看见在他过去侍奉神一生六十多年的时间里。
And then our elder brother told me among his over 60 years of service at the church.
他亲自认识、亲眼见过的一些弟兄姐妹们。
And he personally knows some brothers and sisters.
他们是何等的有口才。
And they're gifted.
何等的有恩赐。
And they're gifted.
他们也愿意为主摆上。
They're willing to put their life to the.
他们实在是为主的做了许多的工作。
And they have done many things for the Lord.
但到后来因着人的问题。
But later on, because they have issues.
就因着他这个人啊，没有被神建立起来。
Because their personality isn't built up by the Lord.
他不仅自己亏损。
Not only themselves suffer the loss.
他们在主里面所做的一切的工作和服事，也同样都受到亏损。
All the works and the services are all suffered loss.
所以前面弟兄告诉我们啊，这样的弟兄姐妹，他们建造了一尺，建造了一尺。
Those brothers and sisters, they probably built up a foot.
他们却拆毁了一丈。
But they destroyed 10 feet.
他们不仅自己受亏损了。
Not only them suffered loss.
叫弟兄姐妹也都受了亏损。
And then they harmed the brothers and sisters.
原因是什么？
And what is the reason?
就是因为性格没有被建立起来。
Because the characters of the Lord, it didn't build up on them.
所以我们看见我们要建立主的在我们今生是何等的重要。
And then we see how important to build up the characters of the Lord for our life.
等将来我们都进到永恒里头去。
In the future when we enter the glory.
我们知道主已经应许我们这些蒙主恩典的人都要进到荣耀里。
We know God promises we will enter glory.
在那个主同在的荣耀里头。
Among the presence of His glory.
哥林多前书十五章告诉我们说，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光。心有心的荣光，这心和那心的荣光也不相同。
In 1 Corinthians it tells us there are one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and the other glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory.
这里说到的荣光是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, the glory?
我们知道乃是主耶稣从我们身上活出来。
That is, we manifest the life of the Lord through us.
主能够从我们身上彰显多少。
And it's how much we can manifest the life of the Lord.
所以我们看见，如果我们今生没有好好的来操练，来建立主的性格
，if we don't practice and we don't build up the character of the Lord in present day，
没有人主从我们身上彰显出来
，and if we don't manifest the life of the Lord，
将来我们的确应在神进到荣耀里去了
，indeed we will enter glory by the grace of the Lord。
但是如果我们的荣耀就只能像萤火虫那样子
，but our light is just like a bug。
那是兄姐妹，那是何等。何等可怜的一个情形
！And how pitiful！
或许我们可能觉得说，那没有关系嘛，那我荣耀，我的荣耀就像萤火虫一点点，那也没有关系。
And if it doesn't matter, even my glory is just it's just a tiny one。
为着我们自己想，或许没有什么大的关系。
Maybe it doesn't matter to our for the sake of ourselves。
但是如果我们想到。主在十字架上，主为我们成就的救恩。
But if for the sake of the salvation that Lord accomplished on the cross，
主却为了我们所受的那些痛苦和羞辱
，all the pain and the disgrace that the Lord suffered for us，
他的心是盼望我们都能够像他。
His heart desire is to want us to be like Him。
那我们如何能够报答主的恩典
？And how do we repay His grace？
岂不应该让他的心意？能够得着满足
，Shouldn't we satisfy His heart？
叫我们都能够像我们主耶稣
，So that we all like Him。
叫我们都能够彰显他的荣耀
，So that we be all manifest His glory。
所以今天我们必须要抓住现今的机会
，We have to lay hold the chance we have today。
里面我不晓得我们前面还有多少的机会
，I don't know how many chances do we have。
但我们必须要抓住每一天的机会。
But we have to hold on every moment。
我们靠着主的恩典
，By His grace，
我们来好好的、殷勤的来操练敬虔。
We have to diligently to practice to be godliness。
好叫主的性格能够建立、培养在我们身上。
So that we can build up the characters of the Lord on us。
前面两次和弟兄姐妹已经交通到主性格两个重要的方面。
The first former times I shared two important characters of the Lord。
一方面讲到主的真实
，One is about His truth。
一方面讲到主的谦卑
，Another one is His humanity。
特别上一次和弟兄姐妹交通到主的谦卑
，Last time I shared about His humanity。
我们从腓立比书第二章，让我们见主的谦卑是如何。
And then we see how He humbled Himself from Philippians chapter。
我们看见我们的主，他虽是万有的主
，No, He has the Lord all over the universe。
但是他却愿意将自己倒空
，But He is willing to empty Himself，
成为无有。
Becomes nothing，
好像什么都没有一样。
And become nothing，
那是我们主的谦卑。
That is His humility。
我们看见我们的主虽然是那位至高的神。
We know He's the God in Most High。
他本与神同等的。
And He is equal with God。
但是他却愿意降卑。
But He's willing to be humbled。
像一个奴仆。
And then to be like a bond servant。
没有自己的地位，没有自己的荣耀。
He has no position, no glory for himself.
他站在一个最低微的地位上来服侍人。
He stands at the lowest position to serve man.
那是主的谦卑。
That is His humanity.
我们看见主不仅如此的降卑。
Not only He humbled himself in such a point.
他存心顺服神。
And then He's humbled himself.
顺服到一个地步。死在十字架上
，to the point that he died on the cross。
他的死，他都顺服天父。
He even his death, he obeyed God's will。
这是我们主的谦卑。
That is the humanity of the Lord。
所以我们看见，无论主的真实、主的谦卑，都是主性格里头非常重要的几方面。
No matter his truth and his humanity, these are two important characters of him.
我们知道我们的主是非常的丰富。
We know our Lord is very abundant.
他还有许多美好的性格。
He has a lot more characters.
比方说他的圣洁，他的纯洁。
For example, his holiness, he's pure.
他的和平，他的信实。
His peace, his faithfulness.
他的节制。
His self-control.
这是我们可能在地上一生一世也诉说不完的。
And there is nothing we can speak all of them.
在早晨，愿再用这一点时间，和弟兄姐妹一同来认识主的另一个重要的性格，就是爱。
This morning, I would like to share with you his another important character, which is love.
爱是主的一个很重要的。
Love is a very important character of the Lord.
这也是基督徒比较熟悉的一个性格。
I know this character of him.
约翰一书第四章告诉我们，神就是爱。
In 1 John chapter 4 tells us God is love.
我们看见在神的生命里头。
We know in the love of God.
这爱是就在就在那里。
Love is there.
神就是爱。
God is love.
不仅神爱我们。
Not only He loves us.
这神他生命的本身就是爱。
And He Himself is love.
主耶稣在马太福音第二十二章那边告诉我们一段话。
In Matthew chapter 22, and Lord tells us.
他说：“你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
You have to love the Lord, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
他说：“这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。”
He said, "This is the first and the great commandment."
接着他说：“其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。”
And the second is like this: "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
主说：“这两条诫命就是和先知一切。”
And the Lord says these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
我们看见旧约圣经这么多的律那个律法诫命和各样的那个律例典章。
We know there are so much law and commandments and decrees.
在他们的总括，他们的实质呢，就在这一个小小的字上面。
But the whole summary and the whole fact is on this one word.
读圣经弟兄。解释这段话的圣经原文就是说把所有神的律法律例典章诫命全部都把它总合在一起就挂在这两个衣架上像这样的情形
And then brother it just summarized this if you conclude all the law and commandments and the decrees and this too it's like you hang this too on a hanger
也可以说这 律法和诫命的总纲都在这个字爱这个字上。
And the summary of the law is love.
罗马书告诉我们，爱就完全的律法。
And then in Romans chapter 13 tells us, and love fulfilled the law.
所以我们看见，不管是那十条诫命
，No matter the Ten Commandments，
不管是其他的律例典章
，or other laws and decrees。
只要有爱，就完全了这一切的律法。
If there is love, and then they fulfill the law.
可在这里，主就给了我们那最重要的诫命。
And then here, Lord gave us the most important commandment.
也可以说是最重要的命令。
And this is the most important one.
主说这是诫命中第一。
Lord says this is the first commandment.
第一就是无论在什么样的情况里。
It means no matter in what circumstances.
它都是第一。
It is first.
它是最大的。
And also, this is the greatest.
无论跟什么相比
compares to everything else.
爱是最大的。
Love is the greatest.
无论在刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄身上
no matter in the just the newborn Christian.
尽心、尽意爱主你的神，这是最大，这是第一。
And then the first thing is for you is to love God your Lord, love Lord your God with all your heart or your soul or your mind.
或是在那信主很多年几十年像于师母的身上这条诫命仍然是第一仍然是最大的。
And then also for the one who saved many years, like our sister Yu, and this is the same commandment.
就是要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
That is, we shall love Lord, our God, with all our hearts, all our soul, all our mind.
主给我们这个命令是非常特别的一个命令。
This is a very special commandment.
当我们想到我们信神，我们就得着永生。
And when we think about when we believe in the Lord, we receive eternity.
弟兄妹，你所听的福音是不是这样子呢
？Is that the gospel you heard?
还你所听见的福音，乃是有弟兄姐妹告诉你说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意相信主。你才能够得永生。
Or some of you have to believe in the Lord with all your soul, all your mind, and then you receive eternal life.
主的话怎么说
？But what the Lord says to us?
主的话乃是说，只要信，你就得永生。
But the Lord says, when you believe, you will receive eternal life.
那是为着我们的益处。
That is for our benefit.
只要我们简单的相信主耶稣
，which is simply believing Him.
不管我们信心或大或小
，No matter our we trust him more or less.
只要我们的信心啊，是像那活的芥菜种一样，这么小，我们都能够得着永生。
Even as little as the mustard seed, we will receive eternal life.
哎，这是神何等大的恩典
！That is a great grace from the Lord.
如果神要我们要尽心、尽性、尽意的相信，才能够得永生的话， 哎呀，那我不晓得当中我们在我们当中今天有多少人是真正蒙恩得救。
I don't know if Lord have to ask us, we have to believe in Him with all our heart and soul and mind. I don't know how many of us will be saved.
但是主的命令却告诉我们说，在爱神这件事情上。
But the Lord tells us matter to love the Lord.
在爱事情上。
On the matter of love.
我们要尽心、尽心、尽性、尽意。爱主我们的神。
We have to love Him with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind.
姐妹，如果我们明白这个命令，它是何等的伟大。
If we understand how great this commandment is.
这位创造宇宙万有的主。
This God created the whole universe.
这位自有拥有的神。
This I am.
他却要我们这样卑微的人来爱他。
But he commands us who such low people would love him.
好像当我们尽心、尽性、尽意爱他的时候，能够叫他得着益处。
And then if we love him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and he will and he will benefit.
好像我们这位自有拥有的神，他是那样的全丰全足。
He's the Almighty God. He's sufficient one.
他好像还缺少一样。
But he's lack of one thing.
就需要我能够尽心尽性爱他。
And he wants us to love him with all our heart and soul and mind.
弟兄们，这是何等的命令
！And what a commandment！
这几年来，我常常为着一些在聚会中的年长弟兄姐妹，常常为他们感谢主。
I praise the Lord for the elderly brothers and sisters.
就像在当某于师母。
And then like our sister Yu.
你看见许多年长姐妹，她们弟兄姐妹们，她们身体各方面都那样的不方便。
And then we know those elderly brothers and sisters, they have physical illness.
但只要他们可以。
But if they can.
他们都愿意来到聚会当中与弟兄姐妹一同来敬拜神。
They're willing to come to the gathering to worship God together with us.
从他们身上好像就看到了这个命令，尽心。尽心尽意爱主你的神的一个实现。
And we see the reality from that is they love the Lord with all their heart and mind and soul.
虽然他们或许他们有的能，他们有多。
And maybe there are only of them.
但他们却全部为主摆上。
Or maybe they don't have much, but they would like to put all to God.
他们来爱他们的主，爱我们的主，爱我们的神。
They love our Lord, our God.
过去这个礼拜四在新南区长辈聚会当中发生一件事。
Last Thursday or something happened in West Office.
有一位年长的姐妹。
A elderly sister.
她年纪可能跟于师母差不多。
And then she probably is over like 80 something.
都快要90了。
Almost 90 years old.
她身上都是病。
And then she has all kinds of illness.
但是她只要她可以，她就一定要来参加礼拜四的聚会，一同和弟兄姐妹来敬拜赞美主。
If she can, she must come Thursday evening to worship with brothers and sisters.
我记得去年有一段时间她生病了，有一段时间不能来。
I remember last year there was a short time that she was ill and then she couldn't come to church.
我们去探望她，她心里头很急的。
We went to visit her and then she was very anxious.
就盼望着哪一天啊，她稍微险，她就盼望能够回到聚会里头。
And hope that she can get well a little bit and so she can return to the gathering.
就好像经过了在好几个礼拜或者一两个月她不能来，后来她回来聚会了。
And after one or two months and then she came back.
哎呀，她就跟我好喜乐的跟我们分享。
And she shared with us with joy.
她说我就跟我的老伴说啊，就是她的弟兄。
And then she said, I told my husband.
她的弟兄96岁。
And her husband is 96 years old.
他就跟他弟兄说啊，哎呀，我要回去聚会。
And then she told her husband and they say, I'm going to the gathering.
他说啊，我就他这么说，他说我跟我弟兄说，就算回到聚会里头唱诗赞美主。
And then I'll go to the congregation. I will sing hymns and praise the Lord.
就唱一唱啊，我趴下来了，去见主了。
Even if I during my singing, I'll just go with the Lord.
他说哎呀。那也是好的无比。
That is wonderful.
这个礼拜四呢，她来到聚会里头。
And last Thursday, she came to church.
就还没开始聚会的时候呢，她突然间开始晕眩。
And then before the meeting started, and then she was dizzy.
后来她就昏过去了。
Then she was fainted.
我们不知道是什么原因。
We didn't know the reason.
那感谢主，在那个聚会里头，主就预备了个医生。
But praise the Lord, and there was a doctor over there.
就是傅大姐，就赶快给她看一看，检查检查。
It's our sister Fu, and then she just exam.
是那个傅弟兄的姐姐。
Oh, it's brother Fu's sister, 傅大姐。
但是呢，虽然她是医生了、啊，她从外头也看不出到底她。造成他昏过去的原因是什么
？Even though she's a doctor, but she doesn't know the reason why she was fainted.
就在这个时候
，At that moment，
哎，主就带领了另外一个姐妹也来到聚会里。
And the Lord guided another sister came to the meeting.
这个姐妹是个护士。
And that sister is a nurse.
那护士来呢，也可以帮帮忙。
And then the nurse can help.
那平常这个姐妹呢，她来参加聚会，她不会带什么东西的。
And then usually the sister will not bring anything to the meeting.
那天这个姐妹正好在聚会前呢，她去那个病人。
It happened that sister before she came to the gathering, she went to visit a patient.
这个病人呢，正好是一个糖尿病的病人。
And then this patient has that.Diabetes.
所以把那个验血糖那些设备啊，那些全部都带在包包里头。
She has all she needs to exam if there is a diabetes.
所以主正好就把这个姐妹带到聚会里头。
So the sister came to the meeting.
那姐妹就一扎针，马上一看血糖48。
Oh, and then she just tested, and then her diabetes is like 48.
Yeah.所以我们就知道这个老姐妹昏迷的那个原因。
So they found out the reason that she passed out.
我们赶快准备了葡萄，准备了果汁，准备了糖水，赶快给她喝。
And then they gave some drinks with some sugar.
哎呀，就是昏迷当中就喝了进去。
And then she drank.
差不多要过二十分钟到三十分钟的时间。
And after 20 to 30 minutes.
如果血糖没有回来的话，要送 emergency.
Oh, if the from the blood is not come back, they have to send her to the emergency room.
在那二十分钟的当中呢，我们就开始唱诗歌。
But during that time, we start singing hymn.
当我们唱着唱着，唱到诗歌333首的时候
，During singing, when we sing hymn 333,
她是一切最亲。
And then she's the most dear.
这首诗歌，年长弟兄姐妹啊，都会背的。
And then the elderly and brand sisters, they can memorize all the lyrics.
每次我们就要唱333的时候呢，大家就把诗歌本合起来。
Each time when we sing this hymn, and then everybody will close out the hymn book.
他们在那里用尽心、尽性、尽意在那里唱诗赞美。
They sing and praise the Lord with their heart and mind and soul.
当我们唱到这首诗歌第三段的时候
，When we sing the third stanza,
我们的老姐妹开始慢慢醒过来。
And then our sister is start waking up.
他就用他微弱的声音跟着大家一起唱这首诗。
So she start sing along with others.
他是一切最亲。
And she's the most dear one.
啊，越唱越清醒过来。
And then the more she starts singing, and then more she's awake.
当我们这首诗歌唱完的时候
，After we finish singing,
我们这位年长的姐妹
，our sister,
她尽心、尽性、尽意，继续用她的声音在那里唱。他是一切最亲。
And then she continuously to sing with all her heart and soul and mind.
他是我一切最爱。
And then he is the most one I love.
用姐妹跟着他，又把那首诗歌从头到尾唱过一遍。
And then brothers and sisters along with her and then sing that song again.
用姐妹，这是主告诉我们说，这是诫命中第一也是最大。
And this is the first and greatest commandment.
我们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神。
We should love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, all our mind.
主说其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And the Lord says the second is like this, is to love your neighbor as yours.
爱人如己乃是爱神最真实、最具体的表现。
And to love your neighbor as yours is the most detail and the most reality.
因为约翰一书告诉我们，我们若不能爱那看得见的弟兄。我们怎么能够说我们爱那看不见的神
？Because in the first John it tells us if we cannot love the brother that has seen, how can we love the Lord whom he has not seen？
所以爱弟兄呢，就好像是这个爱的一个温度计。
And then if we love our brother, it's like a thermometer of love.
就测量啊，我们到底爱神啊，我们尽心、尽性、尽意爱神，到底那个温度是多高？
And then it measures the temperature for we love the Lord and how high it is, how much it is.
根据我们爱看得见的弟兄 的那个温度来衡量，来 来决定。
To love the Lord is measured by how much we love our brothers and sisters.
爱弟兄啊，不是说爱我们家里面的兄弟姐妹。
And then to love brothers is not you love your physical brothers and sisters in your family.
这乃是爱在基督里的弟兄和姐妹。
But the brothers and sisters in Christ.
可爱的我们爱。
Love the one who is lovable.
不可爱的呢？
How about unlovable?
因为他是在基督里的弟兄姐妹。
Because he's the brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们就要爱他。
We still love him.
曾经有这样发生这样一件事情。
And there's one time happened one thing.
有一个人，他的父亲被另外一个他们的仇敌给杀了。
My person's father was killed by the enemy.
所以这个人啊，他就下定决心，将来有一天他一定要报这杀父之仇。
And then he determined to revenge.
就后来呢，这个年轻人他自己信主，蒙恩得救了。
And later on, this young man was saved.
然后他就参加擘饼的聚会。
And then he went to the communion service, to the communion meeting.
有一天
，There's one day.
这个杀他父亲的这个仇人啊。也来到了这个擘饼聚会当中。
The enemy who killed his father came to the meeting too.
因为他也蒙恩得救了。
Because the killer was saved too.
所以这个青年人就一个非常大的挣扎。
So this young man has a great struggle.
他报这杀父之仇呢
？Does he needs to revenge for his father?
还是他要与这位在基督里的弟兄一同的来领受主的饼杯
？Or he will take the bread?With this brother who's in the Lord.
他内心在那里十分挣扎。
He was struggling.
他就跑到聚会的外面去。
He went out of the building.
在那里向主呼求。
And he cried out to the Lord.
在那个时候，圣灵就光照了他。
At that moment, the Holy Spirit enlightening him.
让他看见他自己曾经如何是神的仇敌。
And to let him see he was the adversary to God.
而基督的爱。叫神完全的赦免了他。
And then the love of God, and then forgive him totally.
所以因着神的爱充满在他心里。
Because the love of God filled in his heart.
因着基督在他还做罪人的时候，就为他流血舍命。
Because and Jesus shed his blood when he was a sinner.
这个爱充满了他的心。
Love filled in his heart.
他就擦眼泪。
And then he wiped his tears.
他回到那。饼杯的聚会里头。
And then he went back to the communion service.
他与这位曾经杀他父亲的这个人。
And then with this person who used to kill his father.
如今乃是在基督里的一位弟兄。
And now is a brother in Christ.
他与他一同的来擘饼，来感谢赞美。
And then he take the bread and praise the Lord together along with him.
朋友们，再多说一点，我们看见在我们里头若被主的爱所充满。
I will speak more. If there is a love of God filled in us,
我们就不容易受伤。
And then we are not easy to be hurt.
我们也就不会受伤。
We won't be hurt.
许多时候我们常常觉得，哎呀，来到聚会里头。
Sometimes we say when we come to the congregation,
哎呀，某个人某件事情，哎呀，又叫我受伤，叫我跌倒了。
And then someone or something stumbled me.
这些事情是免不了的。
And you can't avoid things happen.
但你知道为什么我们受伤那么容易跌倒呢
？But do you know why we're so easy to be stumbled and to be hurt?
因为我们心里头缺少了主的爱。
Because we lack of love of the Lord.
我们里头若满了神的爱
，If we have full of the love of the Lord,
我们就不会受伤
，We won't be hurt.
也不容易跌倒
，We're not easy to be stumbled.
在家里头
，Like in household.
就有爸爸妈妈还有小孩子哈。
There are parents and kids.
那谁是比较容易受伤的
？Who's the one who's easy to get hurt?
我说受伤是心里头受伤。
I mean you like you feel your feeling are hurt.
是这个小孩子呢，还是这个妈妈
？Is the mother or the little kid?
当然是小孩子，是不是
？Is the little baby?
哎，他要什么拿不到，怎么样，他就哇受伤了。
Is the baby doesn't get what he want and he will feel hurt.
哥哥姐姐不让他，他也哇哇哇又受伤了。
If and then brothers and sisters do not give them what they want, they feel hurt.
他想吃糖果，妈妈不给吃，他也受伤了。
If he wants candy and the mother doesn't give it to him, he just cry.
你看见小孩子啊，他很容易受伤的。
You see the kids are so easy to get hurt.
什么原因？
What is the reason?
他里头缺少爱。
Because the lack of love.
你们做母亲的。
Do you see any?
今天全世界在这个纪念这个庆祝这个母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
是有一个特别原因的。
There is a special reason.
你看母亲啊，你们两个母亲整天整天倒在家里头说，哎呀，我受伤了。
Do you ever have you ever seen a mother you go visit and say, "Oh, I'm hurting today."
哎呀，我好受伤，我好跌倒，我不要做饭了。
I'm so hurting because my kids disobey me. I don't want cook.
哎呀，我丈夫不体贴，哎呀，我受伤了。
And then my husband doesn't care me. I feel hurt.
我想很少有这样的母亲。
Is really you see such mother?
其实母亲在家里头受到各样的苦待。
And actually, the mother was kind of ill-treated at family.
就像孩子再怎么不听话，怎么不乖。
Even though the children is disobey.
而且母亲她还能够在那里继续的服侍。
But the mother can still serve the child.
她不受伤。
And then she won't feel hurting.
她也不会被绊倒，说哎呀好，那我不管了，家里这个家我不管了。
She won't be stumped and then just leave. I don't want to do anything.
会不会这样子呢？
Is it?
不会。
No.
为什么呢？
Why?
那是因为她里头有爱。
That's because she has love.
不管她的孩子怎么样的伤害她。
And no matter how her children hurt her.
做母亲的里头有爱。
Because the mother has a love.
所以我们看见爱是何等的重要。
We know how important love is.
那爱是什么呢？
What is love?
爱并不是我们天然人所认识的那个情欲。
A love is not the flesh.
哎呀，有些青年男女在热恋的时候啊
，When young people fall in love，
哎，他那个爱到个地步呢，他就是你要我把月亮摘来给你，我都可愿意。
They love each other to the point is if you want the moon, I can go get it for you。
等到结婚没多久
，After they get married，
意见不合，看法不合
，And they if they have a disagreement，
不要说去拿月亮来给他了
，Not only is it to take the moon to her，
就连把垃圾拿到外头去，他都不愿意
，And he even doesn't want to take the trash out。
那个爱不是我们天然的那个情欲
，This love is not the lust we have。
爱也不是一个溺爱
，The love does not spoil。
今天我们看见许孩子啊，他们这个人格都出题。
They see so many children, their personality has issues.
许多的孩子被这世界的网罗给抓住了。
And so many children, they were snared by the world.
沉溺在那个 internet, 沉溺在那个 video game 里头。
They fall into the internet and games.
父母要负一个很主要的责任。
And the parents will take the big responsibility for this.
就是因为做父母亲的溺爱他们的儿女。
Because the parents spoil their children.
到了一个地步，孩子到了一个地步，都已经染上了毒瘾了。
To the point that the child probably will take drug, addicted to the drug.
父母亲还可以在那里坚持说，我相信我的孩子。
And the parents will say, I still believe in him.
他完全的盲目。
And then because they're so blind.
都以为那个是溺爱。
That is spoil.
那个不是我们这里所说的那主耶稣的爱的那个性格。
That is not the character of the love from the Lord.
还有这个爱呢，也不是一个自私的爱。
This love does not seek one's own interest.
我们知道，这世界上天然人的里头那个爱啊，是非常自私。
You know, our naturally we are selfish.
甚至于我们刚刚讲那个很伟大的母爱啊，天然里头那个母爱呢，它也是有自私的成分在里头。
Even the great mother's love and still come with selfishness.
所以我们可能听过这一两年听到一个 Tiger Mom。
Recently, there is a tiger mom.
就是那个做母亲的，非常严厉的，又非常严格的来栽培她的孩子们。
It is a mother who very strictly to discipline her child.
这妈妈做妈妈的怎么说呢
？What this mother said?
她说我这是因为爱的缘故。
Because I love you.
所以我要严格的来训练，来栽培我的孩子。
And then she's very tough to her children.
在某种程度上来讲，她有一部分是对的。
And to some point, she was right.
但如果一个人真的来到神的光中
，But if they come to the light of God,
你就看见在那个爱的里头，还是有自私的成分在那里。
When you see in such love, there is selfishness.
还是要借着我们的孩子，让人看见我们这做父母的是何。成功
and then she will through her dream and then she will let people see how successful she is.
圣经告诉我们，神就是爱。
And the Bible tells us God is love.
这个爱呢，圣经原文呢是用 agape.
And then in the original version is agape.
它乃是让我们看见一个完全的爱。
This is the holy love.
一个牺牲的爱。
A sacrificial love.
一个无私的爱。
A unconditional love.
一个纯洁的爱
，a pure love。
所以我们看见这个爱只有在神的生命里头才有的。
This love you can only find in God.
所以今天我在我们身上，我们怎么能够活出这个爱呢？
And how do we manifest this love?
我们怎么能够彰显这个爱呢？
How do we manifest this?
乃是当神从我们身上活出来的时候。
And it is when God live out through us.
从来没有人看见神。
No one has seen God.
唯有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Only His only forgotten Son in His bosom.
我们从主耶稣身上，我们就认识了神的爱。
From our Lord, we know what is of God.
所以我们看见，当我们还唯有基督，当我们还做罪人的时候。
So that we see only Christ when we were sinners.
就为我们流血舍命。
And then He died for us.
当基督为我们死的时候，神的爱就再次向我们显明。
This is demonstrate that when He died for us, and that's the love of God.
所以我们乃是从主耶稣的身上，我们认识了神的爱。
From our Lord, we know what is the love of God.
同样的，今天神也从我们这些蒙恩得救的基督徒身上。
And so that's through Christian.
他要让主耶稣从我们身上流露出来。
And then we will manifest the Lord.
他要让主耶稣从我们身上彰显出来。
We will manifest the life of our Lord.
好叫我们周围的人，他们能够认识。神就是爱。
So that people who are around us will know God is love.
主耶稣就是我们的榜样。
And our Lord is our example.
我们看到在地上，他如何把爱完全的表明。
We know on the earth how He mastered the love of God.
他爱父神。
He loved the God Father.
所以父怎么样吩咐他，他就怎么样行。
And how Father command him, and He does.
我们看见我们的主也爱他的门徒。
We know our Lord loved His disciples.
他说他既爱这世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And He said He loved the one, He loved His own who were in the world, and He will love them to the end.
所以上一次我们看见当主耶稣给门徒们洗脚的时候。
And last time we see when Lord washed feet of His disciples.
不仅让我们认识了主的谦卑。
We're not only to see His humbleness.
更是让我们看见了主的爱。
And then we see His love.
他所爱的门徒，爱他们到底。
And He loved His disciples. He loved them to the end.
他为他们洗脚。
He washed their feet.
就连那将要卖他的犹大，主也为他洗脚。
Even Judas.
那我们看见主是何等的爱他的门徒。
And we know how He loved His disciples.
就连主耶稣即将要上十字架之前，来到玛利园。
And then when before He went to the cross and to the
那捉拿他的人。来找到了他们。
And the people found them.
我们看见主还是那样的爱他的门徒。
And the Lord still loved His disciples.
主就问他们说：“你们找谁？”
The Lord asked them, "Who are you seeking?"
那捉拿耶稣的人说：“我们要来捉拿那拿撒勒人耶稣。”
The people say we're going to for Jesus the Nazareth.
主耶稣就回答他们说：“我就是。”
And Lord tell them, "I am."
你们若是要找我
，If you seek for me.
就让他们去吧。
And then let them go their way.
就在主在那个时候，他仍然爱他的门徒。
At that moment, He still loved His disciples.
主不仅爱父神，爱门徒，他也爱这世上所有的人。
He's not only loved the Father God, and He loved His disciples. He loved the whole world.
当我们主耶稣离去那天上荣耀的宝座。
When he departed to his glory throne,
他来到降卑来到这世上。
He humbled himself, come to the earth.
他说人子来乃是要来寻找拯救的人。
He said the Son of Man come to seek and save the one who was lost.
主爱这世上的每一个人。
He loved everyone in the world.
我们看见就当主被挂在十字架上的时候。
When he hung on the cross.
他仍然顾念到他肉身的母亲，在那里圣经特别用一个原文字，还是讲到妇人。
And then he is still consider. His mother, and then in Bible it tells the word it says a woman.
就是这位玛利亚，不过就是主在地上肉身的母亲。
And Mary is the mother of Jesus when he was on the earth.
她就是世界上的一个人。
And then she was just a person in the world.
就当主自己被挂在十字架上的时候。
When the Lord was hanged on the cross.
他还对他肉身的母亲说：“看哪，你的儿子，就是指着。”主所爱的那个门徒约翰。
And he pointed his disciple, which is John, and then he said, "Woman, behold your son."
他也对约翰说：“看哪，你的母亲。
”And he said to John and say, "Behold your mother."
让他呢，主耶稣在最痛苦、最软弱的那个时候，看见到这世上的人。
When he suffers the most, pain, and when he was at the last moment, he still concerned, he cares about the people in the world.
主不仅爱着世上的人,
he's not only love everyone in the world,
爱他的仇敌,
and he loves his enemy.
就连那些逼迫他要钉他十字架的人,
even those people who persecuted him, who hang him on the cross,
我们的主还爱他们,
and our Lord still loved them.
当他们在那里羞辱主,
when they despised him,
在那里吐唾沫在主的脸上,
when they spit on his face,
在那里剥了他的外衣, 也脱了他的里衣,
when they took his garment,
把他挂在十字架上,
they hang him on the cross.
而主在十字架上仍然为他们祷告。
And the Lord still intercede for them on the cross.
说父啊，赦免他们。
And he say, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know they do.
弟兄姐妹，如果是你的话
，If you，
如果是我的话
，If it's me，
我们能够这样子像我们主一样爱我们的仇敌吗
？Do we love our enemy like our Lord？
但是我们看见我们主是那样的爱父神。爱门徒，爱世上的人，甚至爱他的仇敌。
And then we see our Lord, he loved God Father, he loved his disciples, and he loved the people in the world, but he even loves his enemy.
我们感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
今天基督是我们的生命。
And today Christ is our life.
就这个爱的主，今天他的生命已经赐在你我的里面。
This love of the Lord, he gave his life to us.
所以当主从我们身上活出来的时候
When we live out his life,
当主的生命从我们身上彰显出来的时候
When we manifest his life,
当主的性格建立在我们身上的时候
When his character was built up in us,
我们看见这样的爱从我们身上就彰显出来
And then we see we will manifest such love.
当人接触到了
When people see us,
人可能
when people see us,
人摸着了
when they touch,
他们就被这个爱所感动
and they watched by this love,
他们就愿意来归向我们的神
they are willing to accept our God.
这是今天圣灵在我们身上所要做的事情
and this is what the Holy Spirit will do on us.
就是要让这位爱的主从我们身上能够流露出来
that is he want us to manifest the love of the Lord through us.
好像我们所接触到的人他们能够认识神就是爱
so that people who are around us they will know God is love
那我们如何在我们生活当中来培养这爱的性格
how do we build up this character of love
首先我们必须要知道我们爱乃是因为神先爱了我们
first we have to know we love because he first loved us
只有神自己只有我们的主他才是爱的源头
only our God our Lord he is the source of love
所以我们现在就明白为什么我们常常觉得说哎呀，我要遵守主的命令，我要爱我的弟兄，爱我的姐妹。
So now we understand when we obey His command, we love our brothers and sisters.
但是我们却常常的失败，做。
But we failed.
乃是因为我们没有回到这源头。
Because we didn't return to the source of the love.
只有我们的主，他才是爱的源头。
Only our Lord is the source of love.
我们不过是那个器皿。
We are only the vessel.
我们不过是那个管道。
We're only the channel.
必须要接在这个源头。
We have to connect with the source.
好像爱能够透过我们，能够流露出来。
So that the love will through us will be manifested.
所以我们看见我们今天如何来培养这爱的性格。
And how do we build up this character?
我们如何来彰显主的爱呢
？How do we manifest the love of the Lord?
我们必须要常住在主的里面。
We have to abide in the Lord.
我们要与主有一个连结。
We have to connect with Him.
就像一个管子啊，如果不接在这个源头上呢，这管子什么都没有的。
If there is a tube is not connects to the source, and they have nothing.
这管子所能够供应人的，不过就是我们天然的己。
And then what this channel can give to people is just our natural selfish.
天然的肉体血气
Our flesh, our blood.
就算是有一点爱也不过是我们天然的爱我们刚刚前面讲到了
Even if a little love is those naturally love.
要住在主里面
If we want, we need bite in the Lord.
让我们这个器皿这个管道能够接在这爱的源头
So this channel will be connected to the source.
好像这神的爱主的爱能够透过我们能够流露出来
so that his love will be manifested through us
那我们如何住在主里面呢
and how do we abide in the Lord
约翰一书第二章里面告诉我们说你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面
in In the first John, it tells us you have to abide in the anointing.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
This anointing is true, is not false.
意思就是说，恩膏就是指着住在我们里头的圣灵。
The anointing is refers to the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
圣灵会在一切的事上来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide our way in everything.
所以我们只要顺服，按着恩膏的教训，我们就能够住在主里面。
If we obey the teaching of the anointing, we will abide in the Lord.
什么叫做住在主里面呢
what is to abide in the Lord?
这个住呢就是不离开
And then to abide is you do not depart
住在里面你就一直在里面
You abide, you all stay in
但是我们的问题在哪里
But what is our problem?
我们常常开
We often depart
我们常常去
We run away
我们一跑离一离开主
When we depart from the Lord
我们一旦不住在主的里面
In case we are not abiding in the Lord
我们就回到自己的肉体里头
Then we return to our own flesh
就像那欠了主人一千万两的仆人一样。
It's we are like the wicked servant who owns the master 10,000 talents.
他欠主人那么多，都蒙主人的赦免。
He owns the master so much, but he was forgiven.
我们看见他一离开主人的面。
But when he departed from the master,
他看见另外一个同伴。
He see his fellow servant.
欠他才十两。
Only owe him like 10 shekels, no 10 talents.
没有。10 shekels
就
很少很少这个一千万两跟十两那相比是天壤之别
and the 10,000 talents and the 10 shekels it's just such a big difference
他抓住这个欠他十两的同伴 不肯赦免他
and then he take this one who owns you only 10 shekels he cannot forgive him
还把他下到监里头去
and he put in prison
同姐妹我们活在主的里住在主的里面的重要。
Now how important we have to abide in the Lord.
若住在主的里面
，If we abide in the Lord，
我们就能够饶恕其他得罪我们的人。
We are able to forgive those who against us.
那我们住在主的里面
，If we abide in the Lord，
我们就经历到那主十字架的大爱。
We will experience the great love of the cross.
有位弟兄曾经因着别人对他的批评，他里头非常的生气。
There was a brother because he was mad at someone else criticized him.
不是只批评他，而是批评一同服侍主的一般弟兄们。
Not only say something about him, but the people others who have the same service.
所以他里头就非常对这个批评他的弟兄，批评他们的弟兄，他就非常的恼恨。
So he was mad to the brother who said something.
主要是这个批评啊是没有道理的。
Because he thought this criticism has nonsense.
他想说，等到有机会碰到这个弟兄啊，他好好的跟他讲道理。
And he said if he has a chance, he will argue with him.
被他让他看见说，他这样批评服侍主的弟兄们是不对的。
He will look him that it was wrong for him to criticize the people who served the Lord.
就因着我们这个弟兄啊，常常住在主的里面。
Because this brother abides in the Lord often.
就像刚刚我们弟兄分享的哈，当我们住在主的里面。
Like our brother just shared, and if we abide in the Lord.
圣灵恩膏在他里头啊，就开启他。
The Holy Spirit anointing in within him and enlightening him.
恩膏在我们弟兄里头啊，就感动他，让他看见基督是如何的饶恕了我们。
And the anointing and moved him and led him to see how.The Lord forgave us.
他里头本来是很恼恨这个批评他们的弟兄。
He was full of angry.
结果呢，当圣灵恩膏在里头这样子来开启光照他了以后
，When the anointing enlightening him,
他不仅从心里头饶恕了这位批评他的弟兄
，Not only he forgave the brother who criticized him.
哎呀，那里头啊，那恩膏就把主的爱也充满在他里头。
But also the love of God in his heart.
他里头就开始爱这个批评他的弟兄。
And he start to love the brother who criticized him.
等到有一次啊，等到下一次碰到他
，And he said, when I have a chance to meet to see him,
本来碰到他呢是要跟他理论，要骂他的。
Well, originally he wants to argue with him to rebuke him.
现在经过恩膏的教训
，And after the teaching from the anointing,
他说他在想，等到他碰到这位弟兄的时候
，And he said, when I see him again,
他要给他洗脚
，I will wash his feet.
所以我们弟兄就顺服恩膏的教训。
So our brother and obey the teaching of the anointing.
他打了一盆的水
，And he really carried a basin of water.
就给这个曾经批评他的弟兄，哎，给他洗脚。
He really washed the brother's feet.
哎呀，他在那里洗为弟兄洗脚的时候，一点都不觉得，都不觉得有任何的做作的感觉。
And then when he washed the brother's feet, he doesn't feel it's fake.
他越洗越洗里头越满了主的爱。
And then while he's washing the brother's feet, there's more love in him.
越洗越洗就把这个爱就交换在这个批 浸淫他的弟兄的脚上。
And then the more he washed the feet, and then the more he poured on this brother's feet.
就洗到一个地步，这个被洗脚的弟兄也在那里痛哭流涕。
Until to the point this brother who was be washed, and then he start crying.
两位弟兄彼此相爱，彼此抱头在那里，在主的面前。
These two brothers, and then they shed tears together.
弟兄姐妹，我们要常住在主里面。
Brothers and sisters, we have to abide in the Lord very often.
叫主的爱，基督的爱，常常能够充满我们。
So that the love of God will be filled in our heart.
恩膏在里头，在凡事上面都来教导我们，带领我们。
The anointing will teach us and will guide us in everything.
只要我们顺服。
Only if we obey him.
当我们顺从恩膏的教训，就把主的爱就从我们身上流露出来。
When we obey the teaching of the anointing, the love of God will manifest it through us.
另一方面是我们在平日的一个准备预备。
On the other hand, we when our during our preparation.
就是在我们读经祷告的这个灵修生活当中。
And that's during our devotions.
主的话告诉我们，我们查考圣经。不应该是为了追求知识。
And the Lord's words tells us when we study Bible, not only for the knowledge we can.
我们看见这整本的圣经都是为着我们耶稣做见证。
We know this whole Bible is testified our Lord.
就当我们读主的话语的时候。
When we read the words of the Lord.
我们必须要带着一个祷告，带着一个谦卑的心，带着一个祷告的灵。
We have to come with a prayerful heart.
为什么呢？
Why?
来借着读主的话语的时候，我们盼望能够来到主的面前。
And then through we read His words, we hope we can come before Him.
我们仰望圣灵在里头光照我们。
We look upon that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
开启我们。
Reveal His words to us.
当我们读主的话的时候
，When we read the words of the Lord,
我们乃是来到主的面前。
We are come in the presence of the Lord.
我们能够认识我们的主。
We will know our Lord.
他是这样子的喜爱连续。
And then He has so much mercy.
他是这样子的满有怜悯。
And He has so much mercy.
他是这样子的爱世上每一个人。
He loves everyone in the world.
他是这样子爱我们这些原本。死在罪恶过犯中的人。
He loves sinners who died in sin.
那就当我们平日在读主的话语的时候。
But sisters, when we read the Bible,
我们何等需要圣灵这样来光照。
We need the anointing to enlighten us.
其实蒙恩得救之后。
And after we were saved.
就是在我们蒙恩信主多年之后。
Even after many years we were saved.
我们若是看见。我们还是那样常常的软弱、失败、亏欠我们的主。
If we still and then for sure for the glory of the Lord, we are weak.
主借着他的话语光照我们。
And then through His words, they will enlighten us.
让我们看见，在我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
And let us to see when we were sinners, Christ died for us.
虽然我们常是那样的悖逆。
Even we are so rebel.
但主还是那样用他温柔的爱在那里爱我们。
But He loves us with His tender love.
在呼唤我们再回到他里面。
And He calls us to abide in Him.
所以在我们平日读主话语的时候，我们实在是需要能够活在那个亮光里头。
During our daily Bible devotions, we need live in the light of His word.
好叫我们能够借着读主的话语。
So through reading the Bible.
我们能够在主里面。
We can abide in the Lord.
在这里读主的话语，不单单只是说得着知识。
Read His words, not only receive knowledge.
是要为要叫我们更认识主。
But it's to let us to know Him more.
当我们读主的话语。
When we read the words of the Lord,
不单单只是做一个参考和做一个欣赏。
Not only that is to be the reference.
我们乃是要来遵守主的命令。
But we have to obey His commandments.
主说，若有人遵守我的命令。
The Lord says, if anyone obey my commandments.
这人就是爱我。
This is He who loves me.
不仅主要向我们显现。
Not only the Lord will show to us.
主说，若有人遵守他的道。
The Lord says, if anyone who obey His word.
不仅父神爱他。
Not only the Father.
主也爱他。
Lord loves him.
主说我们还要与他同住。
The Lord says we will live with him.
弟兄姐妹，多少时候我们读主的话语，我们觉得好像对我们帮助是那样的少。
Many times when we read his words and we don't receive much help.
很多时候的原因，我们并没有带着一个愿意遵守主的话语的心来读主的话语。
Many times it is we don't have the heart to want to obey his commandments.
最近有一位姐妹刚和姐妹们读了罗马书。
A sister just read a book of Romans.
With a group of sisters.
With a group of sisters.
那他们读到罗马书十三章里面有一句话说，唯有爱要常以为亏欠。
And then in Romans chapter
13.
And then you have to own nothing to one another. Own nothing but love each other, one
another. 我们知道我们都不喜欢亏欠人。
We know we don't want own other people something.
是不是我们买了一个房子?
When we buy a house.
虽然这房子是我们在住的。
Even though we live in the house.
但是每次一想到,
but when we think about,
还有 mortgage,
we have to pay mortgage.
我们还欠银行钱,
we own the bank money.
哎呀, 我们就觉得很不舒服,
and then we don't feel cool.
弟兄你们就很努力的工作, 很努力的赚钱,
so we work hard to make
为什么呢?
Money. Why?
盼望赶快解决这个亏欠,
because we want to pay it off.
我们不愿意再亏欠银行,
we don't want to own the bank anymore.
我们盼望赶快把钱都还了,
we want to pay off.
是不是?
Is that true?
我们很多事情啊, 我们常常会觉得, 哎呀, 我们这个还欠那个。
Many things we think we this and that.
很多时候我们都不愿意再欠人。
We don't want to owe anyone else something.
在这里主的话说, 唯有爱要常以为亏欠。
And here is owe nothing but love one another.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
你不会觉得说, 哎呀, 我已经很爱这个弟兄了。
You don't say, I love this brother enough.
我已经很爱这个姐妹了。
I love this sister enough.
哎呀, 我不亏欠她了。
I don't owe anything.
但在得罪我的时候呢, 我就不爱她了。
If this person against me, I will no longer love this person.
不是的,
no.
主说爱呢, 常常觉得亏欠。
And then Lord says you have to owe nothing if but love.
你虽然已经爱这个弟兄姐妹已经爱了好多好多次了。
Even though you love this brother or sister many times,
可能70个7次了。
Many 70 times 7.
你头还觉得亏欠。
But you still feel you owe her.
有位姐妹就分享这样一个见证。
A sister has a testimony.
有一天那个姐妹她知道另外一个姐妹呢, 啊, 犯了罪, 做了一件亏欠神的事。
A sister, another sister sinned against God.
弟兄姐妹, 要是你的话, 你会有什么反?
And then if it's you, what you will do?
要是主让你知道, 另外一个弟兄姐妹, 犯了罪的话, 你会怎么样子去对待这件事情?
If Lord lets you know another person sinned against God, and what do you do?
当然有些时候我们最简单的一个反应就是, 不干我的事。
And sometimes you say, it's not my business.
那个不是爱。
That's not love.
如果是爱弟兄的话,
if you love a brother,
你头应该有亏欠的感觉,
you will feel you owe him.
但另外一个极端呢, 我们知道一个弟兄里面犯罪得罪神的时候呢, 我们另外有个极端的反应,
and then we have another extreme reaction.
这是我们比较熟悉的,
and this is what we know.
好好的怎么样, 定罪一番,
and then we will condemn him.
哎呀, 姐妹, 你怎么做这样的事情呢?
And then you sister, how can you do such things?
主这样子爱我们,
and the Lord loves us so much.
你怎么能够犯这样的罪还得罪神呢?
How can you sin against God?
哎呀, 我们里头常常有这样定罪的一个灵,
we sometimes we have such spirit of condemnation.
感谢主, 这个姐妹, 因着读到了 罗马书13章这里讲到常以为亏欠。
And then praise the Lord, the sisters, she read this one, you say nothing but love each other.
我们的姐妹碰到这样的事情, 她肯定是要定罪这个犯罪的姐妹。
For this sister, and then for her, and she would condemn the other one.
但是因着主的话语,
but for the word of the Lord,
因着圣灵恩膏在里头的提醒,
because the reminder from the Holy Spirit,
我们姐妹里头就感觉到爱, 她觉得她亏欠了这个姐妹。
And then she feels she owed the other sister.
为什么觉得亏欠呢?
And then why she felt this way?
哎呀, 她认识到说, 就是我们不够关心这个姐妹。
And she realized that we didn't care the other sister enough.
以至于这个姐妹软弱到地步犯罪得罪神。
So that sister is so weak to the point that she sinned.
姐妹也蒙圣灵的光照。
And then the sister was received enlightenment. And then she said, we don't love the other sister enough. We didn't for her.
所以她落在仇敌的手里。
And so she fall into the hand of the enemy.
以至于犯罪亏荣耀。
To the point she sinned and fall short the glory of the God.
弟兄姐妹看见当主的爱在我们里头,
dear brothers and sisters, when you see the love of the God in us,
当主的话语在我们里头,
when the words of the Lord in us,
我们就看见我们在爱的事情上是何等的亏欠,
and then we see we own others in the matter of love.
同姐妹, 这爱是我们主一个非常重要的性格,
and then you know love is a very important character of the Lord.
这是我们天然人里头所没有的,
this is what we don't have in our natural man.
为此主把他自己的生命赐给了我们,
and then for this, and then the Lord gave his life to us.
就是盼望我们能够顺着这个生命的性情,
so that we can practice our calling to this character.
顺着这个生命来培养,
And that we were built up by this life.
好像主这爱的性情能够在我们身上成为我们的性格。
So that the character of love of the Lord will build up to us.
好像我们因着常常住在主的里面。
And then abiding in Him.
连于这个爱的源头
and then connect to the source of love,
叫主越来越多从我们身上能够流露
so that we can manifest more and more of His life.
愿我们成为主一个器
let us to be the channel of the Lord,
爱的器
and to a vessel of love.
我叫我们周围的人
for the people who are around us,
叫我们看得见的弟兄姐妹们
and for the brothers and sisters that have seen,
叫我们所接触到的世人
for the people we know,
他们从我们身上能够认识神的爱
they will know the love of God through us,
能够认识基督的大爱
and through and know the great love of the Christ,
叫荣耀归给神
and then we glorify our God.
那我们一起低头再祷告
Let's pray.
我们把这一点。交通交在你的手中
Lord, we place this fellowship in your hands.
主人的话语何等的有限
And our words are so limited.
但主我们感谢你
But Lord, we thank you.
你已经将圣灵恩膏赐给了我们
You have given the anointing of the Holy Spirit to us.
主我们求你恩膏继续在我们以后来教导我们
May the Holy Spirit teaching us.
主来光照我们
And to enlighten us.
好叫我们能够住在你的里面
We can abide in you.
主好叫你真是成为我们爱的源头
And may you be the source of love in us.
叫我们也能够读你话语的时候
When we read your words,
我们不是追求知识
We are not only just take the knowledge.
我们乃是渴慕来到你面前
But we long come before you.
主来认识
To know you.
来得着你
To receive you.
主好叫我们这个人能够被你的爱来充满
So that we will be filled by your love.
主好叫我们这个人能够成为你爱流通的管道
So that we can be the channel of your love.
主好叫你能够借着从我们身上主你得着荣耀
So that you can gain glory through us.
听我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的
Hear our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.